This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the Villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the Villages and information that I think all villagers should have. This is Mike Roth on Friday, December 16th. Today, I decided to record some live audio as the podcast, Open Forum in the Villages, at the Enrichment Academy's Expo from 10 a.m. to noon. The podcast is late. We didn't make the 9 a.m. time today, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy learning a little bit about the Enrichment Academy's instructors and courses that are going to be offered in the fall and spring semesters. Now, let's go to the expo. Before we go to the expo, I think you deserve one other explanation. The sound quality is not up to studio standards on this recording. These recordings were made on a boom microphone in the main auditorium at the Lake Miona Recreation Center, and there is a lot of echo and background noise. We've done our best to eliminate it, but I think the content is really what this is all about. Thank you.
This is Mike Roth. I'm here at the Enrichment Academy Expo with John Rohan.
Hey.
What do you think of the size of this expo, John?
What a great turnout. This is absolutely amazing. And the spirit of the community shows again why people love living here and sees another way to get involved and sign up for classes and programs.
Great. I think it's a great idea.
Me too.
How many people do you estimate are here?
We've already have close to 200, not including all the different instructors here. So,
fantastic.
It'll be a good day. Thank you for being here.
We'll make sure we get it on the podcast tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Take care. So I'm here at the expo with Dr. Bill. Bill, how long have you been here in the Villages?
Just a little over 2 months.
2 months, okay. And are you thinking of taking any courses?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of taking maybe a drone course and an acting course and possibly the podcasting course.
Good. The podcasting course will be very good. Three sessions of an hour and a half each for absolute beginners. Are you a Windows guy or a PC guy? A Windows or Apple guy?
Oh, I'm Windows.
Good. Then the course will be easy for you.
Good.
If you're an Apple person, I'm recommending you take the course in GarageBand as well.
Okay. Well, thanks. Sounds good.
Thank you. This is Mike Roth. I'm here at the Enrichment Academy with Dutch Dresser, a fellow Mercedes-Benz Club member. And Dutch, what are you going to be talking about in your Enrichment Academy course?
I'm offering a course in how celestial navigation works.
Oh, by the stars.
By the stars, the moon that's on some planets.
Okay, that's why we have moon roofs in the Mercedes.
There you go.
So you can look up.
There you go.
You must have learned this for some other reason.
Yeah, I'm a sailor.
A sailor? How many years have you been sailing?
Oh, wow. A lot.
A lot?
60. Let's say 60.
60 years as a sailor.
To be gentle.
And when did you start teaching this celestial navigation course?
I've taught this for about 40 years.
Really?
Yeah, off and on in various forms.
And how many people actually sign up in the past?
Well, here, I don't know what will sign up here. I taught it in schools.
Okay.
As a math elective. I'm not doing that here. I'm staying away from math here.
No calculus. Okay,
no,
good.
No math. No, it would be spherical trig, but we'll leave it alone.
Ooh. Spherical trig.
We'll leave that alone.
Yes.
But it will be just a descriptive course on how it works. How does this work after all? It's fun.
Okay, good. Thanks very much, Dutch.
You're welcome.
And make sure you show up at the Old German Car Show
on
the 15th. Okay. This is Mike Roth at the Enrichment Academy. I'm here with Dean Corbett. Dean's going to walk a little bit closer to the microphone. Good. He knows all about microphones and acting. Why don't you tell our listeners what your Enrichment Academy course is going to be all about?
Sure. Acting classes for non-actors. Now, if you never acted, it doesn't mean you're the only one allowed in the class.
Uh-huh.
If you've had some theater, community, school, or whatever, you qualify as a non-actor.
Okay. And Have you ever taught this class at the Original Academy before?
No, this is the first time.
First time. Yeah. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your own theatrical background and how you got the idea to teach this course?
Okay, and you know a little bit about this. For 10 years, I was teaching acting at the Bacall Rec Center, mm-hmm. right near here. And, of course, that was geared specifically to the actors working on certain scenes or certain problems that they had or learning their objectives and so forth. This course is a crash course on acting and theater. So it'll include everything, voice, speech, body movement, the full gamut.
Good. Sounds like something I even send some of my improvers to.
Okay, good. And improvisation is one of them, but it's for theater improvisation, not comedy club, theater improvisation. Yeah,
right. And sometimes people who are new to improv need to learn some of the basics, like facing the audience when you speak.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. Stage presence, stage, you know. What stage left? Now, don't upstage your fellow actor, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I've had problems with people whose feet are super glued to the position on stage that they start with.
Right.
And then
yeah.
their arms are super glued yeah. to their sides.
Yeah. And all you see is a profile from the audience.
Well, you might see their face.
Oh.
I'm glad you're doing the course.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting because, like I said, it runs the gamut of theater and acting. I mean, it's a crash course. How much can you do in six lessons?
So there are six lessons. Each lesson is going to be how long?
2 hours.
2 hours.
It's on Saturdays. Saturdays because I'd like to get outsiders to come in.
That's a good idea. You can get people who are still working in the community.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mike.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're teaching a course on podcasting 101.
Oh, you know, yeah, doing your church podcast.
Yes. You do a church podcast?
I did. We were, during COVID, we did a church podcast. Very amateur. It was good. But
if you want to raise your level, okay.
I saw you after that was advertised, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to teach people how to do a beginner's podcast for the family.
Audacity.
What's it? Yes, we're using Audacity here at the show. And do you have any children?
Okay.
Just you.
My husband, yeah.
Well, take one. This is the podcast I'm doing right now. We're recording it. And it's going to turn into an episode of Open Forum in the Villages.
Do you do video podcasting?
I can. I prefer not to.
Okay. Yeah, our church is wanting to go to that. And I don't know enough about it to help them. So.
How long did it take you to produce a single podcast?
The first part was trying to set up the interviews with clergy.
Right. But yeah. how many hours did you have in a podcast?
Probably with the editing, I'd say 3 or 4.
3 or 4. How would you feel if I told you you have to multiply by 12 to come out with the number of hours you have to do a video podcast?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I'm strictly in this series.
Sticking to this. Okay. Well,
this is
definitely
cool.
Even though I've done it a little, I'm still a beginner.
Well, you might want to come and listen.
Thank you.
Have you ever listened to a podcast?
Oh, yeah. I'm a real estate agent.
Real estate agent. Do you listen to podcasts?
Actually, I've never done it.
You've never listened to a podcast?
I have listened to them. I've never done one.
Okay.
But
well,
I'm thinking about getting into it to help my sales of my products and stuff.
What do you sell?
Actually, right now, I'm running a nonprofit, but I represent a couple clients as an affiliate partner.
Okay.
And I sell their things to make commissions to make money for my nonprofit. Okay. One of them is these health and wellness patches. This is a stem cell activation patch. Which really freaking works. I activate your body's dormant stem cells.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That works like a charm.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Now, let me give him a card. But I'm thinking about doing this, getting into it.
Well, take one of the flyers. We're going to teach the course in November, and we're going to teach it in February.
Three sessions.
That'd be a good timing, actually.
Yeah, yeah, way before Halloween.
I think
probably,
I'd like that.
Probably November. Okay. And this is an exemplar podcast that I've created. We have Open Forum in the Villages. We're actually recording it right now.
Oh, hello.
Tell everyone what your name is.
Hello, this is Mike Von Plensky, representing the Florida Health Foundation.
Good.
Check out our website at www.flhelps.org.
Good.
Thanks, Mike.
And hopefully we'll see you on the podcast.
This is my brother, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Have a good
day. I'm definitely going to check into this.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in February. In fact, I'm going to make it a point. It's time for me to get into this stuff.
Well, this is Mike Roth at the Enrichment Academy Expo. And I have here with me the vocal choir.
Vocal chords.
Vocal chords. They are a barbershop quartet. Now, do you guys have a course here at the Enrichment Academy?
Yes, we do. We do have a Learn to Sing course. We have a course here at the Academy. It's called Learn to Sing. That's right. It's for anybody who feels like they need a little help, maybe, or they've been told that, hey, go stand in the corner that you can't sing, or hey, how about let's start with the basics, female deer, try to get that down. But it's the object is for them to leave after the 6 weeks not afraid to sing in public.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How long have you been teaching this course?
This will be the first iteration coming up in October. So we've already got another one planned for January in case they miss the one in October.
That's good. Well, why don't you guys move closer to the microphone and give our listeners a quick sample of what the vocal cords sound like. Oh, we got a tune up.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you, in love with only you. Maybe I'll win, and maybe I'll lose, and maybe I'm in for crying the blues. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you, in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. I'll be taking light at the start and left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I'll leave life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I get, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you, in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then laugh with a heart that is breaking. So maybe I'll live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give much more than I get, but nevertheless I'm in love. I've always been so in love. Nevertheless I'm in love with. I'm so in love with you.
Gosh, that was just fantastic. I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, yeah. I also run the Improvisational Theater Club. And we do, in the Improvisational Theater Club, we always do an original parody song at the start of every show. We have a show coming up in October.
Day before ours.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's a Friday night, and we're singing Saturday.
Oh, yeah, where?
Yeah.
at the New Covenant.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in concert on the 29th, 7:30 at New Covenant Methodist Church, and we are featuring literally one of the best a cappella quartets in the world. They're called Main Street. And not only are there harmonies,
I thought they
incredible.
Were called vocal chords.
Yeah, well, we'll be there.
Okay.
We'll be there. But Main Street, their harmonies are wonderful, and they'll make you laugh out loud. So it's going to be a great show. We guarantee that you'll feel better when you leave than you came.
And where is it again?
New Covenant.
Some of us don't know where that is.
That would be 101.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can go to www.singwithhof.com and get all the information you need to know about the show, the upcoming show,
and
about the chorus. $20 per person. All seats, it's all open seating. And so come there. First come, first serve.
How many seats?
1,100.
1,100?
Yeah.
Wow. Two more will be fun.
I'm
definitely going to try to get that on my calendar.
Good. Please do. Okay. Thank you. Did we get
the flyer and, you know.
Yep.
We're always looking for more improvers.
Where are you holding it?
Well, this is at the Rohan Recreation Center. Yeah. And then the regular meetings, most of them are at the first four Mondays of the month at Rohan.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks. Well, that was a highlight of the show. Mike Roth here at the Enrichment Academy with Bonnie Stein. Bonnie, why don't you tell our listeners about what the course is that you're teaching here at the Academy?
Sure, Mike. Be happy to. So, two different courses. One is beginning race walking and aerobic walking. And that class is for anybody who wants to enhance their walking workout, anybody who wants to get more benefit out of their walking, anyone who wants to turn their walking into more exercise. Perfect for former runners who can't run anymore because of injuries that were caused by the compression forces of running. Race walking gives you all the benefits that running gives you, all the fitness benefits, all the weight management benefits, and none of the pain and none of the injuries. So that's what it's
about. That's important.
Yeah.
So tell us about the course itself. How many sessions are there?
So there's 6 weeks to the class, once a week for 6 weeks, and we have two components of the class. One is the lecture component, where we learn a different topic that pertains either to race walking specifically or something about fitness in general. And then we also learn every single week a new technique from Olympic race walking that you can use in your regular walking program. And so 1 week we talk about what to do with your arms in race walking, and 1 week about your stride, and 1 week about your feet and your posture. So we take that all apart and just keep adding to it till by the end of the 6 week class, you have all six beginning race walking techniques.
Good. And what is that going to cost someone?
That is going to cost somebody, if you are a resident of the Villages, it is going to be $108.
Okay. And how many years have you taught the race walking course for?
So this is my 33rd year of teaching race walking, long before I came to the Villages.
Oh.
I myself have been race walking for 36 years.
Okay.
As a fitness race walker, a competitive race walker, and now a teacher race walker.
So you said you had two courses. What's
yes.
the other course?
Thank you for remembering that. So the other course I teach is called Foam Rolling for Beginners. And it teaches people...
What? Foam rolling. I got some foam there on the table.
Yeah, well, that kind of foam is not exactly the foam that we use. A foam roller is a device we use, a very inexpensive device. You can get a foam roller for 10 or 20 bucks, and it is a way to manage your own aches and pain. So people who have challenge opportunities with their back pain or leg pain or piriformis pain or sciatic pain, teach you how to manage your own pain with this very inexpensive device to help you not have to go to a physical therapist or not have to go to a massage therapist or not have to go to a chiropractor. Not that I'm trying to put any of them out of business. I'm certainly not. But I want to teach people how that they can use this device in their own house so that they can stay more injury-free. Research shows that foam rolling can help with muscle flexibility, muscle pliability, and help to prevent injuries.
Like the other course, how many times does the course meet?
That is a one-and-done course.
When you take
foam rolling, you will learn in one time, one course, and the course is $15 only for
residents.
And
how many times are you teaching that over the next 6 months?
I'll be teaching that six times over the next 6 months.
So, and it's in the catalog for the Enrichment Academy.
You bet. It's in the catalog.
Great. Hey. Bonnie, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks. You have a foam roller over at your table?
I do.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I've got three.
Yeah, I put a TV in mine.
You put a TV in your Mercedes?
Yes.
Okay. This is Mike Roth and Wally Liebenson at the Enrichment Academy Expo. Wally, you're going to be talking to people about your
magic course.
Your magic course?
Yes.
Is this a 101 or a 201?
101.
101 for beginners.
Right. Okay. Which is an oxymoron for people in the villages.
Right. It's always going to be 101 for people in the villages. Right. I got it. So how many times have you taught this course, Wally?
That's a good question. Half a dozen, eight times.
At least that many? And
oh, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. And how many times does the course meet?
Three times, three consecutive Tuesdays. I teach it three times, once in November, once in January, and once in March.
Yeah, if I ever could convince you to get off of Tuesdays, I could go to the course.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm bringing with me today one of my recent graduates.
Oh.
Okay? And she will be demonstrating some of the magic that I've taught.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. What's the name of the trick that she's going to be?
I don't know. I left it up to her, whatever she feels comfortable doing.
Okay. It's an illusion, not a trick.
It's an effect.
An effect.
Right.
Okay.
Dogs do tricks.
Dogs do tricks.
Right here.
So do some magicians.
Right.
Well, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Okay,
Wally.
Mike.
If you have any other ideas and you want to put them on the podcast, come back over.
I will. Thanks.
We're at the Enrichment Academy with Don Wiley. Don, why don't you tell us about the courses that you're going to be teaching this year?
All right. So I have four different classes I teach. They're step one, step two, and step three. Mm-hmm. I know that's three, but it's actually four. So step one is drone basics. You don't need a drone for this class. It's going over the different things about different types of drones, what the laws are, where you can fly, what you need, what you don't need to buy, and things like that. Step two is actually two different classes. Depending on the drone that you fly, mm-hmm. there's two different pieces of software. One's called DJI Fly. The other one's called DJI Go 4. So there's a class for each of those. And in that, I go into all the features, all the functions, the configuration, all the settings that you need to know that nobody knows because there's so many things on it.
Right.
And then finally, step three is for when you're really ready to take things to the next step. And I teach autonomous flying using a third-party app called Leechy, where you basically sit down at a computer, you program the drone to fly, it loads into it, you touch a button, the drone flies the course that you tell it, you don't have to touch a thing.
So if there happens to be a tree or a bird in the way, it hits it?
Maybe. No. Now, generally, you know, for trees, for the most part, the collision avoidance systems in the drones will avoid it. For birds, well, you know.
Well, let's say bridges over freeways.
We have chicken soup.
Chicken soup, okay.
So, but that's the four classes I teach.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Mike.
And how long have you been teaching classes at the Enrichment Academy?
I think it's been 3 years. Yeah, 3 years I've been doing it. This is my fourth year.
Great. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Mike.
Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday at 9 a.m., or should I say pre-recorded, but that's when it will be released on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022.
All rights reserved.